Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing today? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Johnny No Cash, and I got one hell of a cowlick going, and I can't seem to get rid of it, so you're just going to have to deal with it. Bringing back an 80s cowlick, Zach Morris style. That's right. I hope you guys are all doing well. This was actually a completely unplanned episode, so we're going to see how this goes. And don't worry, I am not wasted. I'm just hopped up on caffeine and nicotine. And actually, speaking of those two things, that is exactly what I want to talk about today. Something kind of dawned on me last night, and I can be a little harsh on the subject at times, depending on my mood, depending on the topic, depending on the context of the conversation, but I really want to dive into addiction today. Everybody's got them. I could give a shit. What the fuck you do? You could be sober. There's addictions we all have, and I really want to kind of talk about that in detail today because, you know, we don't really discuss these things openly nearly as much as I think we should. So I want to talk about that today, and I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. But that being said, I just got to say once again, thank you all so much for tuning in. If you guys enjoy this kind of stuff, if you enjoy the podcast, please be sure to rate it or give it a thumbs up. It really helps the algorithm, helps, you know, introduce myself to new listeners potentially down the road. So if you guys could do that, that'd be super cool. Thank you all so much. Now, without further ado, let's dive into something that I've definitely talked about before, but not in the sense of the addiction sense. I mean, I've talked about booze, I've talked about cigarettes, I've talked about a lot of these things, but I really want to kind of get into a bigger, broader conversation on this topic. So, like I said, without further ado, grab yourself a coffee, get yourself whatever gets you through the day, whether it's a beer, a whiskey, glass of water, start pumping iron. I don't give a shit. We're going to hang out for the next little bit. Here we go.
I'm living in a van, playing outlaw tunes. Life with Johnny No Cash. Smoking them smokes and drinking that booze. Life with Johnny No Cash. Where I go, how the fuck don't know. I'm off the grid on dusty roads. There ain't no better way of eating beans.
So if you are watching this on good old YouTube, you're going to notice that I've got the old dual camera going again. Decided to give this another shot. I'm sure the color balance is absolutely fucked right up. I'm going to do my best to try and balance that out. But man, it's an absolute nightmare. So I'm going to see if, you know, if it does any difference or any justice whatsoever. By all means, please let me know in the comments if dual camera or if you prefer watching this over listening to it on Spotify or Amazon. It does cost me close to $15 a month to just upload this to Spotify. So if nobody's listening to it on Spotify or if people continue to go over to YouTube to watch it for free, I will definitely go to that platform other than Spotify or Amazon or iMusic or whatever the fuck they are, because I don't own any of them. I just have YouTube Music. I have YouTube Premium. That's the only thing I pay for. I don't have Netflix or Disney Plus or any of those streaming platforms. YouTube is my go-to, and it comes with YouTube Music. Actually, one of these days, I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into the streaming platforms that I personally think are the best, not just for artists, but for you as the consumer. Our hard-earned money, man. The more and more I'm talking about this subject, I find a lot of people have more than one streaming platform, which is absolutely absurd. They've got, like I said, Amazon, Netflix, HBO Plus, Paramount. There's a million of them out there. I don't know how the fuck anybody can afford this kind of shit because it's expensive. Fucking $15 a month. You add that, you know, for four or five different streaming platforms. It's fucking insane. So anyway, that's a topic for another day. But it is good to be back. It is good to be talking about this subject. I was going to talk about this in a previous episode. Remember in the last one when I said that I didn't really want to dive too much into personal stuff because I didn't want to shit the bed on a friendship or anything like that? Well, I'm not going to go into that, but this topic is definitely related to that. And I really want to talk about it right now because I think, honestly, we're becoming more and more detached as a society every single day. And the way we cope with these types of things, our detachment, is whether it's alcohol or nicotine or drugs in any kind of sense, whether it's maybe sweets, eating habits, working out, pornography. There's a million different things that are now slowly starting to consume us more and more. And we're falling into these kinds of very toxic habits. And honestly, it's fucked up me even talking about this because I have kind of an addictive personality. I like substances. I enjoy booze and coffee and nicotine. And I also have an odd habit with my hands. Not only do I talk with them, but I bite my fingernails. I'm constantly doing shit with my hands, and that's one of the reasons why I smoke for so fucking long, is just that hand-to-mouth kind of action was something that I was addicted to. And a lot of people that don't smoke don't realize that that's a huge part of the addiction. So I want to talk about addiction because, again, I don't think people discuss it openly unless they're in fucking therapy. You know, and I really think that this is a topic that should be discussed more openly and without any criticism, because addiction is something that you can't fucking help. And I don't give a shit what you say. A lot of people might say, oh, just fucking quit, man. Or why do you do that? And it's a lot more difficult than that. And a lot of people that don't have these addictive traits don't realize what we're all going through. So recently I've decided, and this really comes down to finances, I cannot afford to smoke cigarettes. I just can't fucking do it. Out here in BC, it is almost $20 for a pack of 20 cigarettes for a discount brand. I'm not talking the fucking high test shit. I'm talking the discount brand fucking cigarettes is almost 20 goddamn dollars. It's absolutely absurd. It's ludicrous. And it really does piss me off that, you know, the government has control over our addictions. And not only are we addicted, but they're draining our bank accounts and they're profiting off it. It really fucking grinds my goddamn gears. So I ended up having to quit tobacco because I just could not afford it. This last month has been really, really tight. I've been having to adapt to a new income source and pay for certain things that I didn't really have in the past when I was in the van. So now I'm having to rebudget my entire life, and holy shit, it is difficult. It is very hard, and I'm sure it's hard for everybody. Everything's so goddamn expensive these days. You want to eat healthy? Well, you got to pay for it. You know, the cheapest shit just to put food on the table is the shittiest food. Why? It absolutely fucking blows my mind. So I want to talk about addiction. Something came up yesterday while I was watching YouTube, and I noticed this person was talking about their heroin addiction. Now, here in Vancouver, we have a huge epidemic of fentanyl and crack cocaine and crystal meth. We have a really, really high density of users here in the Lower Mainland. And Toronto, we don't have the same kind of problem. Of course, there's, you know, drug problems all over, not only just Canada, but all North America, probably all over the world. But I find in Vancouver, especially, there's a very, very big problem when it comes to drug issues. And watching this, I was like, and I was seeing some of the reactions to this person that had this addiction. And, you know, they were putting their nose up to them. They were kind of, you know, curling their lips and looking at them like they were lesser than. Well, listen here. If you're one of those types of people that look down on people that have a problem, you know, go fuck yourself. I'm sure there's a lot of closet shit that you've got going on that a lot of people don't know and can't see with their own two eyes that would probably be curling up their lips to you too. We all have issues. We do. All of us. I don't give a shit if it's fucking coffee. And a lot of people just kind of dismiss coffee as if it's some kind of social norm. It's socially acceptable to go out and spend $5 on a fucking black water and it hops you up like it's cocaine, but it's completely legal. And it's also extremely socially acceptable to talk and hang out. Let's go for a coffee. Let's have all hours of the day. You know, and yet that is something that nobody fucking, you know, shuns or nobody gets any kind of backlash for because it's legal. It's socially acceptable, but it's the exact same goddamn thing as nicotine or any other kind of substance that sometimes that might be illegal. And seeing this poor son of a bitch that was being ridiculed for their addiction, we don't know what these people's pasts are. We don't know what they were going through. We don't know if they grew up in an environment that had this kind of behavior surrounding them from a young age. We just don't know. And a lot of times when I see people that are, you know, belittling other people regarding their addictions or their personality traits, that sometimes they need to get through the fucking day. Like I said, there's a lot of people out there. There's a million different addictions. And we rarely talk about them unless it's like the worst of the worst. And I'm putting that in the biggest fucking air quotes, because some people are addicted to sugars. Some people are addicted to the gym because they want to look a certain way because of society saying that this is what a good looking or a healthy quote unquote body looks like. Some people are addicted to pornography. Some people are addicted to crack cocaine or heroin or crystal meth or other substances that they are now, it is part of their daily routine. And once you get into a proper addiction, which I do, like I've said in the past, I could give a shit about coffee. Coffee doesn't really have any kind of grasp on me. I could take it or leave it at any time. But nicotine, this, holy shit, man, this stuff is the worst, because you get nothing out of it. You're not getting any kind of energy boost. You're not feeling good about yourself after hacking a dart. I mean, it is kind of soothing. It calms you down. And I really do find that nicotine can help in certain situations, but ultimately it doesn't do anything. It's probably the worst substance we could all consume, because you get nothing. There's no gain from smoking cigarettes or nicotine in general. So this is something that's been really kind of bugging me over the last little while. We're seeing, you know, all these signs up, and society is now becoming so much more complainy. We're complaining about everything because our own lives mean more than the lives of others. And whatever our comfort zone, if anybody kind of comes close to breaking our comfort zone, we start backlashing. That's why you see these signs outside of buildings: no smoking within 9 fucking meters or 15 meters or 4 miles from the door. And it's fucked up. You know, 20 years ago, this was something, when I was growing up, smoking was actually part of like a social social embodiment of how I grew up. When I was going to school, you would smoke, and that's how you met people. And of course, it's an addictive substance, so now I'm addicted. And at one point, it wasn't shunned upon, it was accepted. We didn't know, well, we did, but I mean, as a kid, you don't know. You don't know these things. You don't know how bad it really is. But you do certain things to be accepted by certain people. And it's the exact same when it comes to coffee or tea or anything like that. When you go to a coffee shop, you know that those are your people. When you go to a smoking area, those are your people. When you go to a bar, those are your people. When you go to a dance club, those are your people, right? And we all want to feel fit. We all want to fit in. We all want to feel accepted. We all want to, you know, we don't want to be an outcast. You may say you want to be an outcast and you're different from everybody else, but ultimately, let's be honest, we all want to be accepted. We want people to like us. We want people to, you know, find some kind of gain from knowing us, like whether it's information or laughter or humor or intellect. These are things that we really kind of want people to appreciate. And how do you get that? Well, usually it comes with some kind of addiction. At the gym, those are your people. And fuck, man, we got to stop get out of the stigma of people's problems. And it shouldn't even be known as a problem. If you're addicted to cocaine, yeah, that fucking sucks, man. You got a good ass job if you do. You know, if you're addicted to cocaine, that's fucking awful. However, You shouldn't be looking down on people that have kind of had to dive into a certain substance to find people that they could actually have a proper conversation with. When I was living on the streets in Vancouver back in 2002, right around the times of the Vancouver Olympics, I got into some really fucking bad drugs. Why? What do you think? Because I wanted to? No, because I didn't have any fucking friends. And I knew if I did these types of things, I'd be at least socializing with people. I'd be talking to people and hopefully maybe making a couple friends through this substance. People don't start smoking because it's cool. They start smoking because they want to hang out with people. And a lot of times we put these people under the fucking rug and we talk down to them. We look down at them and we think that there's something wrong with them when really, you know, They're just trying to fit in. They're trying to find something in life that brings them joy. And oddly enough, something like nicotine or caffeine, or sometimes when it comes to harder drugs, that's how we can fit in. And honestly, the more detached and the more separated we become daily, because I mean, after the pandemic, man, nobody wants to hang out with anybody. Nobody wants, everything is online now. Nobody wants to hang out in person. You know, people are canceling on friends and family more now than they ever fucking have been. Now you got to call before you show up. You know, you got to text. You don't just show up anymore, which again, that's one more step to not doing it in the end, in the first place. So it's just interesting how I'm noticing, you know, that my addictions, I mean, I've got a lot, and I'd like to start more addictions. To be honest, I want to get in better shape. I'm getting older. I want to take care of my body. So I want to start kind of, you know, going out and being a little bit more active. And of course, I'm going to be exposed to people that are more active. And maybe they can help me, give me some pointers. And maybe I can surround myself by people that have the same interests. And sure, gym rats are the fucking worst. The most narcissistic fuckheads on the entire planet. Trust me, I do not like people that go to the gym, or not necessarily go to the gym, but like make the gym like a lifestyle. It's just not for me. The same as people don't like people drinking in alleyways, smoking cigarettes and puking. You know, I get it, but that's my people. You know, that's the type of people that I like hanging out with. I like degenerates. I get along with them. I relate to them. I find them extremely funny. And I don't know. It's how I've always been. And it's very similar with the gym rat type people. There's people for every little clique. And yes, I do want to start getting in more shape, but at the same time, they're not really the people I want to hang out with. So usually if I do go to the gym, I stick to myself. You know, I don't really want, man, people are showing up at the gym with a fucking tripod, a ring light, and a fucking boom mic. Is anybody even working out anymore? Or is the addiction social media? Is the addiction, you know, getting that dopamine from the amount of likes? See, there's a million different addictions we all have. So the next time you see somebody, you know, that's maybe had too much to drink, or, you know, is suffering from some kind of, whether it's weed or fucking they're smoking a cigarette and the smoke blows in your face, like fucking don't turn your nose up. Everyone's living their own life and trying to get fucking through it every goddamn day. And it's not always about you, all right? So let people live their own lives. And sure, you might have to breathe in a whiff of tobacco every once in a while, but it's not the goddamn end of the world. And don't complain. Don't tattletale. There's way too many adults these days that are telling on people. We're living in a really fucking pansy-ass society. We really are. When I watch some of those 80s documentaries of like how people in New York City, like, oh man, those are the days. I'm telling you, man, you could be fucking. We're just living in this cushy fucking bubble, you know, where everybody gets what the fuck they want when they want at the drop of a hat. And I'm tired of it. So, I mean, seeing this clip yesterday really made me think. And I wanted to talk about it briefly. I don't know if this had any kind of value to you whatsoever, but I really wanted to talk about it because it's been on my mind. And I'm sure, I'm hoping that maybe it kind of opened your eyes of how other people are living. And sometimes it's not always about you. Sometimes everyone's going through their own fucking shit and life fucking sucks sometimes. And sometimes you got to have a beer or fucking, you know, or rub one out. I don't know. Everybody's got their own thing. Stop being so goddamn judgmental and live your own life. And, you know, and nobody has to be identical to you. Because if they were, holy shit, this world would be so boring and so fucking just like cookie cutter off the assembly line. Thank God we all can think differently and have our own opinions and have our own vices. Because if we were the same home, man, be one boring ass fucking world. Well, thank you all so much, man. Listen, I want to know, and if you don't mind, in the comments, let me know something that you're addicted to. I don't give a shit how fucking personal it is. Let me know. Sometimes it's good to get it off your chest. All right. Of course, keep it as, I don't want to get fucking flagged for some real nasty shit that you guys are into. But at the same time, I would be curious to know. Me personally, I love my nicotine. I'm trying to get off the actual cigarettes. This is day number 4 or 5, and it's been going real well, actually. So my nicotine, not caffeine, I just have it because it's kind of a routine. I'm getting, it's just part of like waking up in the morning. You know, it's like taking a shit. But I could care less about it. Booze, on the other hand, booze is a very, that's something that I've absolutely, like, definitely. Pure blood alcoholic. Luckily, I'm not a piece of shit when I drink, but absolutely. And there you go. I'm admitting it to you. Yeah, full-blown alcoholic. Please, in the comments below, let me know some of your vices, some of the things that you can't live without. Are you willing to make a change? Are you enjoying this addiction that you have? Is it something that you want to change? Or are you kind of leaning into it and just accepting the fact that this is how you get through your day? This is how you get through the night. This is how you kind of conquer some of those problems and those demons that you have inside. I'd really be curious to know. And if by all means, only if you're comfortable sharing, because other people will see that. So this was just a last minute little podcast. I want to throw it out there while it was on my mind, fresh off the dome. And it's really nice to be back chatting about some of these candid things that I think are important. And I hope you guys got something out of it. So as always, like you know, please like this. If you do enjoy this, like it, comment, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. Definitely, if you are listening to it over on Spotify, make sure you rate the podcast. That really helps. And make sure that, you know, you, even if you hated this, fucking leave a comment. It always helps. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, you enjoy them cigarettes. You enjoy them coffees. You enjoy that gym. You enjoy that booze. You enjoy that fucking line of cocaine. I can give a shit. As long as you're not hurting anybody, and as long as you're being safe, you're not getting behind the wheel, I can give a fuck. So, until next time, you guys stay dusty. I'm out.
I'm living in a van, playing outlaw tune. Life with Johnny, no cash. Smoking them smokes and drinking that booze. Life with Johnny, no cash. Where I go, how the fuck I'll know? I'm off the grid on dusty roads. There ain't no better way of eating beans.